For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At least 25 people have died and more than 100 people are unaccounted for as major wildfires continue to burn in California. CAL FIRE Chief Ken Pimlott has an update on what firefighters are expecting from the weather.
We are looking at dry conditions through at least the end of next week into the next weekend. Even when the wind, forecasted wind subsides as forecasted towards the middle of this week, we are still looking at very low humidities, very dry conditions, vegetation that is critically dry from all summer. So the fire conditions will continue to exist until we get some sort of appreciable rainfall or precipitation to change that.
Governor Jerry Brown says billions of dollars will eventually be needed to adapt to climate change, but victims of the fire need immediate relief. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A recount is underway in the tight Florida Senate race. Republican Rick Scott's latest legal filing accuses Democratic election officials in Broward and Palm Beach counties of antics, failures, and willful disregard of the law. But he offers no evidence of fraud. Scott told Fox News Sunday his Democratic opponent Bill Nelson is a sore loser.
He's been in politics way too long, 42 years. He just won't give up.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer was on CNN.
We believe that Bill Nelson will be reelected senator if every vote is counted, and that's what Trump and Scott are so scared of.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating. Take this bag off my head. I'm claustrophobic." He says it took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and only 15 minutes to cut up the body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A cast member from SNL has made an apology. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Americans can forgive one another.
That's Texas Republican Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw appearing on Saturday Night Live a week after SNL member Pete Davidson had made a joke about him losing his eye while serving as a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan. After what appeared to be a heartfelt apology by Davidson, Crenshaw appeared with him on Weekend Update on the latest SNL and said,
"We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other.
Remembering those who died in World War I, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking in the Severn American Cemetery in France, President Donald Trump honors the soldiers who lost their lives in World War I. Trump said French and American soldiers shared similar characteristics.
American and French patriots of World War I embody the timeless virtues of our two republics, honor and courage and glory.
French President Emmanuel Macron also marking the anniversary.
November 11th, 1918, at 11 in the morning, 100 years ago,
jour pour jour, pour heure,
on the day, on the hour,
France,
in Paris and all around France, the bugles sounded and the bells pealed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.